Nolte, You Can Thank Environmentalists for the Invasion of Ukraine. By John Nolte on February 24, 2022. It is the West's wacko environmentalists who handed Russian President Vladimir Putin the leverage and money to invade Crimea in 2014 and Ukraine this week. Without these wackos, Putin would be just another gangster in charge of a crumbling country, and maybe one on the verge of a revolution to depose him. But the facts are the facts are the facts, and the facts are these. Thanks to the West's environmentalists, those smug greenies who are more concerned with carbon output than world peace, this gangster controls much of the energy going to the European Union, EU. Per Statista, here are the countries most dependent on Russia for natural gas. The percentages tell us just how dependent. North Macedonia, 100%. Finland, 94%. Bulgaria, 74%. Slovakia, 70%. Germany, 49%. Italy, 46%. Poland, 40%. France, 24%. It gets worse. As of 2019, a full 27% of the European Union's crude oil, 41% of its natural gas, and 47% of its solid fuel, mostly coal, come from Russia. Why? Well, it's very simple. Russia is not stupid. Putin is not stupid. He drills and digs and fracks while Western countries pat themselves on the back for closing coal mines, refusing oil leases, and shuttering nuclear power plants. And in doing so, even at the expense of giving the gangster Putin leverage over them, these Western countries pat themselves on the back for decreasing their carbon footprints and going green. Meanwhile, Putin is given control over the very thing that allows Western civilization to remain Western civilization, energy. Without energy, we are back in the Dark Ages within a few months. But our Western wackos, our John Kerrys and Joe Bidens and Barack Obamas and Angela Merkels don't want to get their hands dirty producing energy. Instead, they choose to take advice from a weird little girl who doesn't go to school and import the energy from a gangster who is open about his expansionist ambition and who is not afraid to dirty his hands dirty digging and drilling and fracking. Sure, the EU and America claim they are producing energy by going green, solar and whatnot. And sure, the corrupt Western media and the wackos are very good at pretending the unicorn of green energy is real. But guess who's not fooled by the unicorn of green energy? That would be Putin, who laughs as the EU hands him the energy switch that can turn the EU into a third world country in a matter of months. So the gangster Putin invades Ukraine and says, "What are you going to do about it? Are you gonna attack me when I can shut off your economy? Sanctions. Sanctions? Don't make me laugh. You're going to sanction me while I make trillions selling you all your energy?" Everything that has happened since Joe Biden allegedly won the 2020 election has told Putin to go right ahead and invade Ukraine. On day one, Biden shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. Biden greenlit Nord Stream 2, a Russian pipeline that will provide 55 billion cubic meters of natural gas to Europe every year. Germany announces the closing of three of its six nuclear power plants just because the wackos demand it. The EU closes a bunch of coal mines. Imagine how thrilled Putin was when Germany shut down half of its working nuclear reactors? "It's okay, sweetheart, I can send you all the energy you need," said the devil. Imagine Putin's glee, just 6 months ago, when Slow Joe's answer to the Ukrainian president's concerns over Nord Stream 2 was, "I want a new energy and climate dialogue to help Ukraine diversify its energy supplies while supporting our climate goals relating to global warming." What Ukraine accurately saw as a security issue, Joe saw through the prism of a weird little girl who refuses to attend school. So instead of NATO countries, like America, using our vast natural resources and nuclear science to keep each other going, to keep NATO energy independent, we pretend we're virtuous by shutting down our own pipelines, while approving Putin's, and killing our own energy production while we import the same amount of energy from a gangster. And this reliance not only gives this gangster leverage over us, it awards him the trillions of dollars that keep him in power and fund his expansionism. Yes, other things were a factor in this week's invasion of Ukraine, most notably Biden's obscene withdrawal from Afghanistan. But the bottom line is this. If NATO countries pursued energy independence, Putin would be just another tyrant overseeing a crumbling country. All the leverage would be ours, not his. Thanks, Greta. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.